Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
All right, hello and welcome, everybody, to what we're calling the echo chamber here. Jesse said it before we started, and it was so good. So I'm like, yeah, we'll just call this the echo chamber. You know, Final Fantasy at the Echo, and also, you know, it's against everybody that disagreed with us on Twitter. So clearly, our thoughts are the only ones that matter at all, and we're here to share them with you, just to let you guys know how you already think. Basically, right now the topic is going to be our feelings on Abyssos. I figured that we could have some fun with it. Just a heads up, if anybody's not familiar with our style of things, we're probably going to be a little bit more energetic, a little bit harsher on things than is, you know, the reality. But that's mostly for the entertainment purposes. Don't take it too seriously. But there were some rough patches in here. It wasn't all bad, but there were some rough patches, and I wanted to talk about it. So I'm joined here by our tank, Mr. Zephyrson. Oh, I lazily put
spelled
your...
my name wrong.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I did. There's
you did.
Here, I can fix
my
that.
Cat is fucking up my blinds. Hold on.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'll fix this. I knew I was going to mess something up here. I was going to do it all nice and cool. I set this up like 10 minutes ago. So
very professional.
Yes, I am a professional. I at least outlined it this time, so I know what we're going to be going into and talking about a little bit. So I have that going for me more so than I've done in the past. Let's see here. There we go.
Fix it. There, I see it.
Okay. So, welcome, Jesse. Anything you want to start the day off with? A little introduction for yourself or whatever you want to go over?
I guess for anyone that doesn't know me, or I guess anyone that's like new to Nest videos and stuff, I am Jesse or Zoltan or Kalena, as my other voice in my head likes to be called.
No.
That's a completely different person.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, that. I don't remember Kalena.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I have mostly played tank for Nest in the past and recently, and am looking forward to quitting again and having Drac have an existential crisis.
It's an existential crisis, and more of like, why do I have to replace a tank every single... If it's not you, it's Choco, and if it's not Choco, it's you, and I just... Tanks are the cursed role.
It truly is.
Group.
Other than that, you already see my Twitter handle on the screen, twitter.com/Zephyrson, and I also stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/Zoltan.
Zoltan, okay. Zoltan. Well, we'll try and put that up there later or something. But anyway, Abyssos was a mixed bag. Now, we didn't actually do a Nest podcast like I normally do at the end of tiers for, what was the first one?
Yes.
What was the first?
Totally.
Gosh, I'm blanking so hard right now. Help me out, chat. Where are we at? The first tier. Asphodelos. Eureka. No.
I knew it started with an A, but I couldn't remember the name of it.
Asphodelos. Which was his own thing. It's kind of like a bit far gone at this point, so I don't remember a whole lot of stuff, though. We were busy then, and I don't think at that point they'd started lengthening out the patch cycles quite as much. So we were.
I think that was right before they announced that. I think.
Yeah, I was kept pretty busy at the time, and I didn't get around to bringing
the last tier. From what I remember, too, was pretty good. I was in another group at the time. I liked it. I thought the tier was pretty good.
I think the roughest part was again the last fight, being a little dinky.
Never cleared it. I did a bit of the door boss, which was kind of a pain in the butt. But like I didn't hate it, but the first three fights were really good. I liked Phoenix a lot more than other people did, probably. I thought that was a cool fight.
Yeah, the Phoenix was Well, yeah, that one was like real split on what some people just didn't like it graphically because it was very orange.
Orange on orange, red. Yes. Yeah.
And then, the fight itself was pretty punishing for a third fight. It was
pretty punishing, yes.
And long. It felt very long.
It was punishing, kind of long. I think there's not a single mechanic in that whole fight that is something that is new, I think. Because it's a lot of combinations of other old mechanics that we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But at least to me, like the final like clusterfuck of mechanics, you know, like the tornado phase.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked that because it was just insane. Ridiculous.
It was nice for us, except it came the meme of trying to figure out which left to tell Corey to do. And that screwed us up so bad because we were like talking like, okay, we're going to go to the tornado and then go left. And then, okay, so then both groups go left. And it says, wait a second, you just said go left. I'm like, yeah, you go out towards the tornado and then go left. Yeah, but I'm looking at the boss going to the tornado and then going, and then it's like, no, that's not.
Left facing the tornado, facing the boss, or facing true north, or.
Yeah, that was the time. So I think that's the most memorable part of the last tier. But for this one, it started off strong. I think it really started off strong. I remember us all really having good, positive impressions of P5, of Carbuncle.
Oh, P5 is amazing.
Proto-Carbuncle. It had a good mix of mechanics. I think the hardest, most stressful part was just making sure you didn't get clipped by Devour and making sure that you remembered the pattern properly.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time for me to be real comfortable with that. Like,
a lot of that was because of, at least for me, was the snapshot timing. I don't know what they did for this tier. I think kind of last year too, like snapshots are so fucking fast for some mechanics. Like,
yeah.
Like Devour specifically was always really fast. That was the one that messed me up a lot too. But yeah. The fight overall was very, very good. I liked it a lot.
And God bless June Bob for making those visual guides to help out, because you could really see how you really didn't have to move that much. It got me to yelling at our other group of Nest and Friends, like, you don't have to move that much. Just go across here, wait, then move across the other way. It's you're killing yourselves. You're making it harder than it needs to be.
I think the common one that at least I felt like doing sometimes, and I also noticed a lot of other people doing, was when we had to do like the loop around, mm-hmm. right? Like the good pattern, the not shitty one.
Yeah.
Where you'd run around and then run back around. People would always be way further out from the center. And for anyone that knows basic math and geometry, being further out in the circle makes it take a lot longer to get around
for a thing.
So not being near the the center was very, very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely didn't want to work against yourself by bad positioning in more ways than one. Was there any mechanic in that was like, that stood out to you for like, that was well done? That was fun to figure out.
I don't know if there's one that was like specifically like fun to figure out in five. I mean, it was cool to watch a lot of the combinations of like the crystal mechanic and the reflecting magic stuff. That was like the pinnacle of like why that fight's so cool to me, is the reflection thing with like old Carbuncle aesthetic from the old games. I love that about five a lot.
Yeah.
The other main thing is that, I really like the way the tank buster works in five, and like I guess just kind of getting ahead of myself, I like all the tank shit in this tier in general. Mm-hmm. I think tank mechanics were like probably some of the best stuff we've had in a long time. And yes, I know the meme is that all the fights just are dot tank busters, but I think that's cool, honestly. I prefer that over the stuff we've gotten in the past.
I just like that they gave you a lot more stuff to do. Like the off tank had a job.
You felt like you had to swap like constantly, especially for five. Five, you swap like almost every minute, I think. It's pretty quick.
Yeah. Did you have to swap for, I guess we'll get to that later, but seven, I don't think you, did you swap?
Seven, you don't.
You don't, but
it's like either stack or spread, but the damage from it on top of the dot and things like that made it much more interesting. Because I like,
because
I've talked about this in the past before, like WoW has a lot of weirder tank buster stuff, like stack debuffs or dots and things like that stack up, right?
Mm-hmm.
14 doesn't really have that as much, but I do like the dot aesthetic of it because it makes it more interesting for really not messing up your mitt for it. Because even if you invulnerate for like Living Dead or Holmgang, you still take huge dot damage because you didn't mit it. So that's why, like in P8, when it doesn't proc my Living Dead or whatever, and I get Benediction early or something, it's still ticking for a crap ton of damage.
Yeah, or you forget to shirk or provoke at the right time, and then you're taking like a Vuln.
That's a whole other thing we could talk about later, but for 8, the Tank Buster in that is very finicky. It's very jank.
I think Cory and Cory and Sophie had so many different oops moments. Like Sophie with the uh-ohs before giant AoE came out.
Oh my gosh.
For the raid wides. And then Cory with a uh-oh. That either meant that he forgot provoke, he provoked early, or he didn't shirk in time or something like that. So
my favorite is definitely the Sophie one, because every single time before a huge raid AoE, you don't want to hear that from the shield healer. That's a bad one.
It was such a stark contrast too, because my brother's friend played Sage, and he's like on top of the shields, and it was just so different when the shields were out, and I was like, I don't remember not taking damage from this mechanic before. Like, I remember this always hurting really bad, and then I'm just looking at his shields, which are 75% of our health bar. It was nuts. So yeah, the uh-ohs you felt on a few different levels. Just the uh-oh, guys, this one's gonna hurt.
Or your favorite, the miscellaneous random sound that doesn't explain what the problem is.
That one came to a head in 8, and we'll get to that, but oh my goodness, just I was so stressed out, and that didn't help at all.
One other thing too about 5, I don't know if we want to move on from that or not yet, but the fact that they didn't keep the cutscene in and we didn't have to do the transition, which they learned from Eden 1, which I hated. It was awful.
I'm glad they remembered to do that, that they listened on that, because I was going to bring that up too. It made the fight a lot more streamlined. You just start, as cool as the cutscene was, you don't want to have to see it during
every single raid. Time.
Yeah. Like,
Shiva.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Shiva. What was it?
Eden.
Yeah. That was rough. But as far as my favorite part of 5, I think is the, what did we call it? It was like Crystal 5 or something like that, or
Crystal 5,
Ruby 5, where we had the light parties. You had to go on opposite sides. Ruby Glow 5, yeah. You had to spread out along the wall after they went
mechanic,
off.
Oh, that mechanic, yeah, that was a cool one.
That one I appreciated.
Other than getting turned around every other time, but
yeah, I appreciated that one a lot more when I was healing with Nest and Friends. That one was really satisfying to like get your cooldowns right and make sure that everything came out just as you needed it. So
yeah,
that was more interesting than just being like, okay, can I get uptime here? Do I need to crot? Like, there's so much more going on as a DPS where I'm just focused on staying alive, where I can't really appreciate a lot of the different mechanics. But
yeah, how it feels to be from the other perspective.
Yeah.
That was the thing that I really liked when I was healing for Nest back in Eden. The first tier of Eden, like E2 and like Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, the damage.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That phase 3 Titan the first time, I wanted to cry. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I wasn't healing back then, but I remember you were making my life.
Your
so
life
much
a living
easier,
hell.
So much better. During that whole little tier. That was mm-hmm. fantastic.
That's why we need to have Cory and I heal for one tier together. It'd be great.
And Wolves needs to tank.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Cory already said he wants to play a regen healer, and then I can play Sage. It'll be perfect.
I really don't... Yeah, I think several people will quit if Cory heals. I think
why would that happen?
But Raya's run, I think, extremes with him, just like during I think it was Emerald Weapon or whatever. Raya told, like, just stopped the pull and said, get off healer, and just had him go on something else. He said, get off, you're not healing anymore. And I don't know if Sophie has any strong feelings on it. I just don't think she trusts him, but I'm definitely very I don't think we'll make it very far, honestly.
I think it'd be fine. Probably.
With Corey not even being able to focus on how to get his jumps right on Dragoon, I'd worry a little bit. That's all.
We definitely need to have, like, maybe not a tier, but like an alt night or something.
I would love it at some point. If we can actually get everybody together and do something, I'd be happy. One video of content of just everybody
attempting.
Angry. Yeah.
All the DPS swap to tank and healer, or no? Well, Corey and I would have to heal, but
yeah, I don't know. I haven't done a P ranged, but we'll figure that out later. On to P6, which I don't think I enjoyed as much, but I still liked it. I think
that's where I'm at too. Yeah,
the busters were cool. The swapping mechanics made you pay attention. With both with like the symbols that you had and what was on the field, and you know, just trying to like chart it out and figure out you know, elbow or armpit or any
my,
of that.
My flawless logic of if it's not armpit then it's the other one, and yeah, then that didn't really work out after, but it worked like 3 times in a row.
Yeah I mean, it worked until it didn't.
Yeah,
that we've had that a lot for this past, like with Barbaricia, with Abyssos, with just all the stuff that was like, oh, it's happened 3-4 times in a row, I guess this is the pattern. And then it just goes, no, we just didn't like you. The RNG just wanted
that
to lull you into
really
false
funny.
Sense of security. It was, I'm like, all right, fine, that's cool, you know, you want to be like that. They've been kind of bamboozly every now and then.
One thing I will say about the buster, I think it's cool. The problem is that we had that buster before they did the magic damage thing and the physical damage descriptors, right? And that shit drove me crazy on Dark Knight. That's the reason I cleared on Paladin.
Right.
Because finding out that one is physical and one is magic and not being able to tell which one is which without looking it up was a pain.
Why wouldn't you be able to, like, just figure it out, dude? Like,
they both look like magic.
They do. It's not really intuitive. To be fair,
I was wondering, because like when we started progging it the first time, and I did like Dark Mind, I think a couple times on some of them, I was just like, why is this hitting so fucking hard?
Yeah.
Come to find out that one of them is physical and it doesn't do anything.
Yep. For some reason.
For some reason.
Whoops brought it up in, I think, the 8 video. We're just like, we should have had this since day one.
Yep.
It's like, yeah.
I remember all the old mechanics too, trying to figure that out. And now there is a part of me that wants to go back to the old fights and see like what actually is and isn't magic or physical, just to make sure if I was right or not.
a decade.
Yep.
Just a decade of that.
Of playing the guessing game.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I think for both 5 and 6, I think the sequencing was done really well, because it's kind of like, I'm actually not going to make that comparison because it drives me crazy, but it's all a dance. You know, you just learn the steps, you get through it. There are a couple different variations, but each bit of the fight kind of reveals a little bit of what's going to show up after. And that lends to how you're going to figure out what happens later in the fight. With a little bit more of a twist. So you kind of, you know, the mechanics, essentially you're doing the same 4 or 5 mechanics. They just get progressively harder as they combine, which I like. I think that's a cool way to do it.
I think the main mechanic was definitely like, because I forget the name of it exactly, but they reused the same cast name for each version of it, which is fine. I think after a while of like kind of thinking on 6, I do like 6. I definitely think that they could have done a better job of like the not using the exact same naming convention for each one, you know what I mean? Because it gets kind of like, it's almost like that P7 level, you know what I mean? Issue that we had where it's brain rot, it all kind of blends together.
Yeah, it would be nice. They at least did well in some fights where it's you know, this mechanic, and then later on it's this mechanic with another thing, you know, kind of attached to it on the name.
You mean are you talking about like High Concept and like High Concept 2 type of thing, or like
More like, what was it, the in P8 part 1, you had like different casts for what they would do.
Oh,
so it wasn't like you had to find a tell or something. It was like a different, I'm blanking on all the different names, but like whether or not you had to stack or you had to.
Yes, like it was during like, I think it's called, I think it's called Illusory Creation, the one in between Dog One and Snake One, either or. And then it's like that, and then it's like either Tetra or Nest of Flame Vipers, like that type of thing, where you know, like distinctly, this thing does that, that thing does this.
Yeah,
but at least for six, at least for six, like the naming convention is the same, but the way it's laid out when the cast starts and like finishes, like when you start getting all your debuffs and stuff, it kind of makes more sense of like you know which one you're on, right? Because obviously it's not exactly the same every time, but I did think the movement of six was very cool, and like the way the mechanic worked for like swapping tank and healer tank healer and DPS stuff for certain things being in and out or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that it's super like complex, but it just in the movement felt cool. And yeah, Cachexia was very neat, and solving that was very fun.
Yeah, Cachexia was great. I just wish that the Cachexia 2, I don't know why, but it makes such perfect sense to me in my head. But it's like what people struggle with the most. And
I think the thing with it is like it's deceptively hard-ish, if that makes sense. Because it's like, it's not super complicated. I think the issue for me with two is that we're thinking about where to go for the safe spots, and I just forget I have voice or brap or whatever. I just forget it's gone in my brain. I've removed it. There was more necessary
they have, like,
information of where to go.
The snake on you where you can kind of remember. I think what got me the most on that was figuring out which one was the buff I had to stack with or what side I had to go to and what one was the forward and backward. That one threw me off a couple times.
It's really not that bad all in all. I think we only ended up just doing tank LB for clear and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
We wanted to try it like fully clean one time, but we were just like, we might as well just do it just to get it done.
Yeah,
but,
and I still, like, it drove me crazy that was, like, the suggestion, really, for it, because I know we've
kind of had the idea
like that before.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I would have expected to be criticized by people who have cleared it already. Like, why are we LBing? Just do the mechanic right.
Yeah, just
and then
the
all
thing
of a sudden it was like, no, we need to do this, because it's like, so I was just kind of throwing my hands up, like, this is something that we would have been chided for. And yeah, I just kind of don't like that. I felt like it was a bit of a double standard sometimes where the hindsight is 2020. And if we had a hard time with it, then we're just going to continue to have a hard time with it. But you know, if you guys have a hard time with it, oh, Nest being a bunch of silly goofballs.
I think the, like that style of logic kind of reminded me of how like Omega was. Remember the red fist mechanic? It's like that. I think that one was a little bit more complicated than Cachexia 2, but I can't remember. It's been so long. Like the intended way to do the red fist mechanic.
Oh,
I just don't remember what it is.
Well, I have
like,
no idea. We never did that.
Like Cachexia 2 is like we knew what we needed to do. We could have done it, but it was just like, just tank LB it, because fuck it, who cares, right?
Yeah.
That was like the logic that we kind of used for it, I think.
Yeah.
Because on our clear, Corey ended up doing the LB. I actually wasn't going to do it, because I wanted to see if we could do it clean.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up doing it, and we just ended up killing the boss anyway, because nothing really happens after Cachexia 2.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward after that. So it did feel like there was a bit more empty space in six. Maybe it's because the just the things where you're like, all right, face this way for 15 seconds, and then here's limit cut for another 30 seconds, and just like the way that we figured those out was very just clean. Like it just didn't require a whole lot of thinking, really. The only thing that messed us up really was making sure that we were in or out, and
like,
make sure we didn't get thrown off from that.
P6 is definitely like the prime example of like 2014's fight design of very scripted. Here is mechanic happening. You do the thing. Tank buster, yeah. AoE. New mechanic happens. Do your thing. Tank buster, AoE. Next thing happened. Like, it's very, very set in stone design that 14's had for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that 6 is, like, inherently bad. It's just, it definitely wasn't as good as 5, because at least with 5, it just felt better, I guess, is a better way to describe it.
Yeah, you were on your toes. You were moving almost constantly for 5. And
yeah.
Not in a way that really hurt your uptime or anything. I don't know. I think Whoops was complaining the entire tier, honestly, on Black Mage. Which Black Mage, I empathize with. But
why would that be?
You know, not the going into E3 on Black Mage and having to run across the entire field for certain things and all that. That was great, and have everybody cater to me like a melee.
Me currently playing WoW on a Warlock where I basically play Black Mage.
Kidding. Off the. So, yeah. Like I said, I still like how it sequenced everything, and I think that was the last fight in this tier that sequenced things properly or effectively to teach you what to do in the later mechanics.
Mile.
7 should have been... I think it should have been about 3 minutes shorter with the horsemen spread out. And we've talked about this a few times on stream before and during the raids, where if they just spread it out, they could have fit in the fourth horseman at the end. And there wouldn't have been so much dead space. Like we figured out the mechanics, and then they were just so brain dead. It was just like, get knocked back, stand still. And then you're standing still for 10, 15, 20 seconds sometimes. All right, move in a little bit. Okay, now stand still for another 30 seconds. And it's just, you know, I appreciate the uptime, but it was so easy to get lost.
A lot of 7 is very much like, do the thing, you go to your same spot every time.
Yeah.
Or you go to the same spot every time. Like, it's... And you could make the argument for the same thing of, like, 6. 6 is very similar. The only difference is tanks and healers swap places sometimes. Or 5, where you more or less kind of go to the same spot for some things, too. But yeah. It's the fact that, like, something about 7 just hits different on, like, it being just the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. It's so boring.
And the... What's the middle...
Purgation.
Purgation. That was an interesting mechanic. I wish we didn't have to run across.
Unless you were
the
Black
whole
Mage.
Field. Yeah. Even as a melee, like, having to sprint across, that was so just... Like, it was frustrating to try and figure out, because it's like, how did they actually want us to do this? Because I don't even think it mattered, the fact that one of them was a donut. Like, I thought that would come into play with how we were supposed to do something. Like, we just go there because there's a safe spot in the middle. But really, all we did was put everybody on a wall, one person or one group in the middle, and then run.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, our original idea was to have the donut on another platform and you would have everybody swap places a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But then the strat got simplified to everybody on one side, go to the other, again 4 times in a row, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't really any reason to have the donut in the first place.
Yeah. I was just a little confused on that. That I think was my biggest hang up in the fight, is between how we can do it more effectively and what did they actually want us to do. As well as not being able to put together that it was always tanks, healers, one group, and then DPS. Well, I think we figured that out. It just wasn't that we had it every time.
I wasn't looking at the sequence, figured that out, but it was, again, the original idea of donut go south, then other AoEs on one of the platforms, right?
Yeah.
And then you had the donuts keep swapping places with whoever was next. But that was, like, an insane amount of movement.
Yeah.
And way less uptime, because if you had to drop the donut in the back, I don't know if they had enough room for the other stuff or not, but I definitely agree, and have talked about this too, even on my own stream, about literally 2 horsemen before purgation, 2 horsemen after, maybe one final fuck you at the end or something, but, like,
yeah, or even the final horseman being the enrage or whatever, or something at the very end.
Like a soft enrage, kind of like Quietus from 2. That would have been cool.
They just had a lot of opportunity to do something with that fight. And honestly, aside from it, just like the hard part about it was remembering everything at the very end, because you had the least amount of practice for everything that was happening all at once.
And you had to go through 7 minutes of the most boring thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
to wake up, do the thing.
The crazy amounts of just fatigue. I know that, you know, Twitter would just say skill issue, but like, it's just, it's not fun to have your mental state just continuously deteriorate while you're trying to get ready for what eventually will be the make or break of the fight. But aside from that, like, it, if the mechanics were even just spread out, it's an easier fight than six.
Yeah.
The only thing that I think people don't like about it is that it's boring as hell. It's just super boring for the vast majority of the fight, with some really cool mechanics mixed in that could have been built upon a little bit better.
It does have some cool mechanics.
Like I still like what they did with the lemons, and they explained that well. So we, by the time we got to the end, we knew what everything did, and then it was just a matter of finding
whatever combination
safe spots.
Of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, aside from that, it was just very dull. It was a really dull fight. So
great tier to come back to, am I right?
I mean, the first two fights, they gave us hope, and then it just continues.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the fun part yet.
Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah, so I made a side note about just having to move across the entire arena. I was like, I don't think that moving in a fight is bad. Like I said, in five, it was fine. Six, you didn't move too much, but even the movement in there was pretty good.
Something that like made sense mechanically, where it wasn't just an insane amount of movement. Because like seven, you're literally going across the entire fucking arena four times in a row because of purgation.
Yeah.
And then I think the mechanic after too, when the exit flares are like following you thing, that's even more movement. You have to go across the whole thing again. It's just, it's very much punishing casters for being casters type of thing. Same for the healers too. But especially Black Mage, because whoops, did not have a good time with purgation.
Yeah, no, and I don't blame him. It was rough, because just having to run constantly for the whole mechanic. There wasn't even a situation where you could have a good situation.
There was no like strategy to work in the caster uptime. There was just like, you're screwed and that's it. I don't know if there is a way to even do it, but God, it's just not going to happen pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely think one thing I will say about like this tier and the last tier, because we're at seven now talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they are trying to do more unique arena designs. I think that's very cool, because I really love P2 from the last tier. That fight arena, the way it looks and the way the movement in it happens is awesome. I love it because it's super unique. It's not just a square or a circle. Mm-hmm. And I do like what they were trying to do with 7, and I do like the idea of the arena that they were going with. It's just the issue was the mechanics tied to 7 that made it just not as good as it could have been.
Yeah, I would have appreciated a little bit, just a different layout for purgation, just so that we didn't have to run so far. I don't mind moving from platform to platform, but my goodness, was it just pain.
I think just the way the mechanic is designed, that I don't know if there would have been another way to do it unless they change how purgation is by like design, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, it's literally designed to make you move as far as you can, unless there's some other intended strat where you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I guess I would have appreciated if the AoEs were just a little bit smaller so that we could just kind of scoot a little bit without having to feel like we're just crammed in a sardine can. Mm-hmm. That's basically it. I think that 7 had a lot of potential.
It did have a lot of potential, and it does use some very interesting ideas, but it was just like not that good.
Yeah. So spread the horsemen out a little bit more and have a fourth one in there for the end. Maybe
why is it always the third floor?
I don't know. I don't know if somebody specifically is in charge of each floor. But yeah, the third floors have been pretty rough. Four, Wow, for a while.
For a while.
For a while.
Leviathan was, even Phoenix kind of was. It's kind of backloaded a bit. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's as bad because there's a lot of more complex things going on before it too. But it's like, what, Phoenix, that fight, or seven. I didn't do the final tier of Eden 3. That's, what's his face? Thancred Ranjit combo boss. Don't know his name. That one.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard that fight was or anything, but then...
That one was tough, but that one was actually really fun. I remember that one being pretty cool, I think. Fatebreaker?
What was the third fight? What was the fight for... Oh, God, Iconoclasm. Oh, my God, it just hit me. The bird, the portal mechanic. The fight that also had so much potential, but they babied down the portal mechanic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
That one and...
The barbs.
Okay, to be fair... Iconoclasm, the final mechanic with the tornado in the middle was awesome. I loved that mechanic. I thought that was so cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And then what was another one? I guess Leviathan 2 was also very backloaded. Looking at you, Black Smokers.
Black Smoker, like that was when the dev team was like, what if we took this mechanic that has an obvious solution, but then had them do the opposite? They did that in dungeons. They did that in the raids. They did that so much where that's how I figured out Black Smokers. I was like, I think they're trying to bamboozle us here. I think they're trying to screw with us. And I think we have to stand in the thing that we usually don't stand in.
Yeah. And it's the problem of like the other thing too, of like what led up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue why Leviathan is definitely like also the same issue that Seven has is, it's literally the first half of the fight is them teaching you the mechanics, right? Of him not being woke, right? Or like the awoken form of him, like the superpowered form or whatever the buff was called. And it was like, here's the baby version. Now you got to wake up for the next half. And then Black Smokers is all the way at the end. So then you had to go through with that every single time to prog the Black Smokers. And just your brain is melting because everything's blending together.
Yeah. Yep. The fatigue is a real thing. That's what really got me about people saying, you know, skill issue. It's like, it's not a matter of not being able to do it. It's that things just get blurry. And even the world first or the week one people in our group, the people who have cleared it already, whether or not they're subbing in or they're static members, they all have just moments of, ah, shit, I forgot that it was this part. Or, oops, I stood in this thing when I thought it was this thing. Like, everybody's going to make those mistakes. So to act like anybody who just is exhausted from a fight or doesn't like how things are sequenced is just... The EPing is just... Like, there's no way that you are actually living what you're saying. Like, you're just trying to ruffle people's feathers.
Living in fantasy land.
Yeah. So, with that, let's go into, I think... by far our favorite fight of the tier with P8.
I got my dissertation ready. Here I go.
you got it. All right, good. I'm glad that you came prepared. So first note, Brain Rot Incarnate. I think my criticisms for the most part, I still have a big criticism of part two, but part one was awful. It was just terrible. I don't mind things like in P6 where you have this mechanic, but there's a variation. Like it's either going to figure or it's going to do one or the other thing, right? It's not completely different. You know what's happening, but where you have to position, what you have to do, where people have to go, that can change depending on what's going on. That's fine. Or if something has a little bit of variation later in the fight. But no, part one out of the gate says, here, figure out this mechanic, and I hope you have really good memory because you're not going to see it for another three pulls. And then by the time you see it again, it's the other one. I almost slapped Whoops in the mouth with his, like, it's not the fight's fault that you guys can't figure out the mechanics. I'm like, listen here, buddy. It's not the fact that we can't figure these things out. It's how all this stuff is presented that really, really sucks. I hate having to try and figure out what one mechanic is doing when the whole purpose of Final Fantasy XIV fights is the dance, figuring out the dance and going through the structure of it. Yeah. And then they just flip that on its head and they're just like, no, you don't have to. You can't figure that out now.
Here's the thing of that for me. And the thing I'll say more, I'll get it more into like why. Okay. I will say too, I think the mechanics of the first phase, specifically Dog 2 and Snake 2, are fine. Mm-hmm. I think they are cool mechanics. I will leave that there for now. We'll come back to that in a minute. But the rotational mechanics design, right, of like mm-hmm. you do this or you do that and it's random. We've seen it a lot already, right?
Yeah.
In Tears. That's not a new thing. And personally, I usually love that design. Like, unironically, I love that shit. Because it keeps you, usually, like, you got to think on the fly. It keeps you awake, right? Yeah. Like, you got to be aware of, like, what's going to happen next type of thing. And as an example of this, of why I love it so much, is fights like Chaos. Chaos fucking ruled. I love that fight. Probably one of the best first fights we've ever gotten. Also, A7, I think. I can't remember the boss's name. It was the goblin fight with the big ball and the cat. Oh, that fight is awesome. Right. Mm-hmm. I loved that fight. That was back.
That one.
That was back when I was in my second group for that tier. We did get to that. We got through like half of it. It was really cool. I loved that fight. And another example would be Guardian, which I think Sam hates with a burning passion. I think because of the group that he was in at the time or something, but. I don't think he liked the alternating mechanic thing for that fight, but I love that shit. I love it. I love it so much because I love taking notes on like what's different, what's the new thing. But the difference is that at least in those fights, there's in between those rotational mechanics, there is more going on, I think. Because like Guardian, there's definitely a lot more going on in between each one, whatever happened, because I think it's like two different orientations. Kind of the same thing with Chaos.
Oh, Arm and Hammer. Now I remember Guardian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like there's just more happening in that rotation because they're usually like a set phase, right? It's a lot more to it. Eight is literally Snake Dog. That's it. And it's just, at least for the first two. Like Dog 1 and Snake 1, literally remove them from the fight, infinitely better. Because you don't have to go through the easy baby version that you don't care about because it's just telling you the basics of the mechanic. That's the problem with phase one. You don't need Dog 1 and Snake 1. You don't need them. I'm serious. It's like you would make the fight so much better and cut the time of it in half because they take so long to get through because it's just teaching you the thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Because you could easily figure out Dog 2 and Snake 2 without the first ones. You don't need them. They're completely separate.
For the most part, that's pretty much it, because
everything visually happens the same. You can tell what the debuffs do. Voice is our favorite.
Yeah,
we know what Shriek is,
and from
we
normal mode it's basically the same.
I guess the stack mechanic was the one puzzle that we didn't figure out immediately, but it's you can still figure out the whole thing without the first two. That takes out like 4 minutes of the fight that you just don't need. It would have been way better, honestly, I think. I think we wouldn't have lost our minds at it if it was just half the fight of Snake 2 and Dog 2.
Yeah, Dog 1 is pretty different. Snake was weird because it, again, did the what you think you should do and then kind of flipped it on its head. Not entirely, but... You like the initial thing that they wanted us to think, oh, there's four people here with voice and there's four people with poison, so just knock out all our guys. And then seeing Shriek and stuff like that, and then like how all that was gonna work, that was a little bit flipped, but otherwise it still kind of let you figure that out. There's some building on it, but yeah, I agree. Dog 1,
there
we only saw the knockback. The knockback is the only thing's the same between Dog 1 and Dog 2, if I'm remembering that correctly.
The thing is that you could make the argument like you need to kind of have that for like people that didn't do the old fights, right? Like we know about Voice, we know about Shriek. Also, side note, you losing your shit at Shriek was the most
amazing thing ever because it was vengeance for me.
I was just getting so mad at the whole fight already. I'm like, oh, really? Now we're going to have to... What I was so mad at was that I was like, so how are we going to figure out what ones to keep alive? It drove me insane. And then realizing, oh, we didn't have to kill any of them at all. We just don't hit each other, which was so just dumb to me. They're like, oh, here, hold the thing that does something else, but you're not actually going to use it. And I was just like, okay, fine. So that frustrated me to
no end.
You
mean freezing the snakes?
It was freezing the snakes, and then we didn't kill them. We just had to let the boss do it.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing that we had to wait. And it's so far into the fight, it's like, now we have to gamble on the reflection doing the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trying to figure out if any of the suggestions we're making are getting any like snarky comments or like giggles from the sideline. Like, are we doing what we're thinking? Or I don't know. Every time I suggest something like, hey, we're going to do this and see what
you
this
mechanic
does.
You think you're overthinking it type of thing.
I think I'm overthinking it, or I'm reading too much into what Whoops or Sophie are, how they're reacting to it. Cause it's like, wait, what did you say for that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or the, wait, we're doing what with that? Like, they're just these subtle little changes where they just betray themselves. And then I start overthinking because of their reactions more so than the actual mechanic itself. I'm like, am I wrong? Am I silly for thinking this? Like, I don't know.
But, also me when I was in other groups that were ahead too, trying not to spoil things and still pay attention.
we'll get back to overthinking in part two.
I definitely feel like, because again, I do like, okay, as frustrating as Dog 2 was at the beginning, really pissing me off, I do think Dog 2 and Snake 2 were fine as mechanics in general. I think Snake 2 is really fucking cool. Like,
Snake 2 is
just sick.
Snake 2 is way more nerve-wracking for me because there's always the thing of, is somebody going to miss? Like, that one more than anything. Like, Dog 2 is the only mechanic I think in that entire one. Dog 1 as well. Dog 1, Dog 2 were the only mechanics in the fight where somebody could mess up and you could still kind of scrape by. Like, you could get away with a death
squeak by, yeah,
without wiping the entire group. Whereas Snake, one person messes up, you all die.
That's the main issue with, I think, 8 in general, is it's very much a lot of body checks.
That's fourth floors. They always are so ridiculous.
I mean, it makes sense. It's supposed to be hard. I get it. But it's also like, this is kind of a dumb argument to make, I guess, but it's like, why give us battle reses infinitely if we don't use them for anything? You know what I mean? Like, why have that mechanic if it doesn't matter type of thing?
It's more for, I think, kind of in the same vein of why the difficulty in the Criterion Dungeon, the final difficulty is not dying at all. So I think it's more of a check on execution. So I see kind of where they come from with that. It's just that when you're coming from, especially when you get into part two, and when we're dealing with the door boss, a few screw ups on a door boss, and you've had to reset and keep going, and the brain rot starts to set in, and more. Like, we've had really, really clean first pulls of a door boss. And then we wipe to a little mistake. We miss something, you know, maybe we got snapshotted wrong. And then it crumbles immediately. Like, we start dying to the first mechanic, people check out, and it's just, it's rough. So that's why, personally, I would like to see a little bit more separation, or at least a new timer for part twos, if they're going to keep doing door bosses. And I don't know why
that's
a skill issue. Yeah.
Let me talk about door boss stuff? Because we can take a tangent off of that. I'll go into that right now.
Yeah, I think we're ready to step into the door boss stuff. I think my biggest... Aside from it being a door boss, my biggest gripe with part one is just the alternating mechanics, the variation in length of those mechanics in between them, like when you get to see them, and just how hard it was to learn those things and how fatiguing, like mentally fatiguing it was to learn those things, because I just couldn't remember between one or the other, like keeping notes on and like having to remember on the fly, what do we do here now? Because we, you know, wouldn't see one for, you know, five pulls. Based on RNG. So I didn't like that.
That one's just unfortunate because at least for that fight, it's very punishing. So like not being able to see the other thing again.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks. Even though, at least for like practicing Dog 2 and Snake 2, that one was the worst part of trying to practice both of those.
Yeah.
But if we want to go into the door boss tangent for a second,
hear the papers rustling in the background.
I ain't got papers, man. It's all in my head. There's a couple things there that could solve the problem per se. There's a couple, at least one that I thought of, and I've talked to Sam about this too. Is instead of having a door boss, because I get that some people do like, you know, the door boss, and as someone liked to argue with me on Twitter about, was that you need to beat it to earn the right to do the second phase, which is the most asinine shit I've ever heard in my life.
Because we didn't do that for the first three fights.
But
the idea that I had was separate, because if they're going to, okay, before we get to this, the reason this is a problem is phase one is literally 8 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And I know people in chat are going to, or someone's going to think, oh, but you can beat it in a faster time if your damage is high enough, making it 6 minutes. It's like, that's not the issue here. It's, they're clearly trying to make door bosses harder and longer length fights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is, yes, we get the checkpoint for phase two, but it's the feeling of having to do the thing that's literally the same length of a normal fight and dying to it and then basically finally beating it and then getting nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make the argument of you need, oh my God, make it so it gives items type of thing, right? That's not what I'm trying to get at. It just feels like if they're going to do that, just make it either a fourth floor and then the second phase be its own fight too. So we have five instead of four, which would be cool because it's still more content and less annoying because then you could still beat it and then keep the lockout for the rest of the week or get it from somebody else or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the idea that I had was make it so it's its own fourth floor, right? But you do still get stuff out of it. And yes, I know I'm kind of contradicting myself a little bit, is you get upgrade pieces for accessory, left side, and your weapon from that fight. That's it. You get those and you get pages specifically for those things. And the idea would literally be it only gives upgrade pieces. So accessory, left side, and weapon, right? Because I believe you get weapon upgrade item from the third floor. You get left side from the second floor, I think. And right side from the first floor, I think. I could be wrong.
I think it's
pretty close.
Accessories from one, accessory upgrades from two, left side and weapon from three, and then four has just weapon chest.
Okay. But it still doesn't take away from weapon and chest piece upgrades, right? So the raid gear is still on the fifth floor, right? So you would still have to work to beat the final fight.
Yeah.
You get your weapon, you get your chest piece. Also, with it being the fourth floor and you get stuff out of it, right? Upgrade items means you have to do less re-clears, right?
Ideally.
So it's less time to spend on getting upgrades, which helps your raid team get through the things faster so you don't have to constantly do the old fights that you don't really care about because everyone's already geared, right? Then the fifth floor being its own thing, keep it the way it was, keep it the second phase. It can be as long as you want it to be, and it's fine because then you don't have to deal with going through all of the first phase fight over and over and over again that you don't care about, that you already know how to do a billion times.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter, right? And the other thing too is that at least then it keeps it so the people that want to do a door boss style fight still have it. It's still there if you want it, and you get stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And then you still get the other fight that you again don't have to go through an entire fight to even get through again, right?
Yeah. I would say the other in this specific, just to cut you off for a sec, the only thing they'd have to do in this case is that the part two would basically have to be harder because they basically make that one a victory lap.
Yes.
It's not piss easy, but it's way easier than the door boss. At this point, the door boss is the main attraction, and the final fight is just kind of like, here's some fan service, and you know, it looks cool. Now, just get through a few of these and go home with your stuff. Yeah, good. Whatever your next point was.
The other point would have been, if you don't want to do it that way, where the fourth floor only gives upgrade items, right? Where we don't separate them. Give us something like Titan again, where, yes, the fight is long. It's not a door boss. But at least to me,
like the Eden Titan, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that fight is long as hell. I'm pretty sure it's like 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty long. But to me, it was better because it does kind of have that door boss style fight, which is the baby Titan on the little ATV that he has. Yeah. But that phase is only like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's very short. You have a transition that's really fucking cool. That's not a cutscene that doesn't take you away out of the game, out of the, you know what I mean? Doesn't take control from you. And it's still tied to how your CDs roll out, right, for the next phase. Then the second phase is what, like, I want to say like probably like 5 minutes, 6 minutes or something, which again feels more unique. It is completely separate. Mm-hmm. It is still interesting. And then you have another fucking phase, a third phase where he has big Titan and little Titan at the same time. Right. And it's kind of like the hardened or soft and rage ish type of thing going on. It's not very long. It's still hard.
Yeah.
The healer check, very much a healer check. But the point is that it keeps it interesting, right? It's still hard. It doesn't have the door boss. It still kind of does because, you know, the length of each fight is pretty similar for 14 minutes to 16 of, I think the second phase of it is 8 minutes, I think.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly.
That style of fight is cool to me because it's, again, it's interesting. It keeps you awake and you're not sitting there doing the thing that you don't care about over and over, trying to just get past that to get to the checkpoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could still make the argument that if you're trying to prog phase three, then you got to go through baby Titan that you don't care about. And you got to go through the second phase you don't care about. But it's the feeling of it to me that makes it feel better.
It was a lot more cohesive. It was a lot more linear, yeah. As like it was a whole fight with different phases rather than two entirely separate fights that didn't build on each other at all.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the feel is the flow.
Yeah, it does it like the phase one of eight, completely pointless to learning anything of the second phase. There's nothing similar about it at all that I can think of off the top of my head. But Jesse, there's a Phoenix in the first phase. But if not that, the third option would be give us fights like, oh, I don't know, Coil, that didn't have door bosses and had interesting fights that weren't stupidly long and were actually had very hard mechanics. The one thing that nobody seemed to bring up when I was bitching about the fact that I hate the door boss of B8, because apparently we can't have hard fights that don't have, you know, a door boss before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when you hit the people that are like skill issue with, well, back in my day, young whippersnapper.
Yep. Second Coil was hard.
It was.
That tier was hard. It T9 was brutal.
T9 was so much. That second phase was
pain.
Something, dude. That one was that was like such an achievement for me because it was a struggle because that was when you and I started raiding together with Seabass.
Yep.
And for some reasons that group fell apart right when we were about to clear it, and then and once you and Seabass took your break after that, I went back in, got carried, and then actually learned the fight and carried other people, like being able to teach other people the fight and do it cleanly. Like that was really gratifying. And that was a really good fight. So
Nine was awesome.
Yeah. I think most of the Coils were really good, really good fight. So I don't know. But I think what I'm getting from your main point is that you want Shiva back.
You probably didn't hear it, but I left Discord.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I don't even understand. Like, how did that even come up?
What, the Shiva thing?
Yeah.
Because Twitter assumes that if you want this thing or you don't want that thing, that you want clearly the complete opposite of what you're talking about. And for anyone in chat that knows me, you know how I feel about Shiva and the fact that it made me literally quit the game for a year. But it was just like, because I made the tweet about I wanted the door boss to not be fucking pointless and stop making me do the fight that I don't fucking care about. You know what I mean? Because again, 8 minutes of doing the same fucking shit that gives me nothing, that has no meaning on the other fight. And then everyone just assumes like, I don't want long fights like Shiva. Then you clearly want to bring Shiva back. It's like, no, that's not what I want at all. Like, I don't want that. I blocked like probably 30 people. There was a lot. But
it's
the idea was literally just like, just we've had fights that don't have door bosses that are interesting. It's not a hard concept. Like,
yeah,
it's not unheard of. We've had that, like, fucking most of Alexander. We had only what, Faust as the door boss, and he's like 2 minutes long, and it's a DPS check.
Yeah,
there's no mechanics.
Yeah.
Fuck, X-Death 1 was fucking awesome, other than the black hole in his cape that he kept hiding that was a pain in the ass to deal with. But
that was
a door boss.
Again, didn't even feel like a door boss.
It was, but it was only like 3 minutes. It was pretty quick.
That's the thing, is like it shouldn't be a whole fight. Like, if you're gonna do a door boss, just make it a little introductory thing. The whole idea in how like the themes are, same with Kefka. I don't know.
Kefka door boss. That one was really long though. I didn't hate it, but it definitely felt like really long for a fight.
That one was a longer fight too. I think my biggest issue, or like not issue, but how they always play those out, is that you go fight this big bad, you put them on the back foot, and then they go maximum power. You know, they release 100% of their power, and then the planet blows up in 5 minutes, three episodes later. So I don't see why they have to drag that out.
Yeah.
It is the thing. So if we had something where, even if it's, you know, a little easier, it's kind of nice to slap the boss, you know, because they're narratively, if you're paying attention to the story anyway, they're building this up to somebody who you want to just at least backhand a little bit. And so being able to body them to some extent isn't always a bad thing. You don't have to make it so grueling, you know.
You don't have to make it feel like a chore to get through.
Yeah, their full power is where things need to get turned up. So in my opinion, they need to flip it. They need to make door boss part two difficulty.
Yeah.
And then put the difficulty of the door boss in the final fight. Because why is the door boss harder than the final? Why is the victory lap at the very, like, I know that's contradictory to say, why is the victory lap at the end? But why is the easy part at the, when they're, you know, when they've
after
let
you've worked
everything
your ass
lose
off to get to the thing, you know?
It doesn't make sense. And
I feel like a lot of the 14 fight design has been like that for a while. I think Ultimate's kind of an exception, because a lot of the final phases are kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Depends on the fight though.
I still have not made it through an Ultimate, so I cannot comment. I don't,
at least for me, final phase of T is rough. It's not that hard, but boy is it stressful. Yeah. Oh my god. I don't care if you can't call that a victory lap. That shit is stress. I'm sweating the whole time that shit's going off.
Yeah. Let's see, my other note here is that, oh, so my solution, right, for the door bosses would just to be have it checkpoint for the week. Like, you go in,
that would work too.
You get through the door boss. If you're going to keep that level of difficulty, let us stop after the first time we beat it, and then when the raid resets, then we have to go through it again. You don't skip to the final fight. That's fine. But I don't know, that's where I got the skill issue thing. I was like, people already want to skip over old fights. They don't want to have, it's not a matter of not having the ability to get through all the fights. It's just a pain, especially when you've gotten everything that you need from the first few fights. You just go into the last one and then you just get your stuff. And like lots of people do that. Not a whole lot of people go through the entire tier. Some people do it to give other people their carries and all that, but it's just,
we do it for like all gear too, but even then,
I don't see why there's this EPing issue of we proved that we could do it. Why do we have to do it in gauntlet form?
Yeah,
I don't see the point. Or
I mean, that's kind
issue,
of
or sorry, reset the timer as soon as you get to part two, so at least you don't have to worry about running out all your time. Go ahead, sorry.
I feel like someone's gonna try to make the arguments like, well, then never do Ultimate, because that's essentially what it is. It's an endurance test of a gauntlet. But
we'll never do blank. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
But I would be fine with the idea of like the door boss just having its own lockout,
right? Not a separate floor, but like you did it, it counts. The game knows that you did it. It's fine, whatever. And then you still you go into eight, you're immediately in phase two, right?
Yeah.
Because like, again, it's so separate. Why do we have to do it every time type of thing? And it's the same funny haha meme that someone posted on Twitter where they were like, but you need to beat phase one to earn the right to beat phase two. And it's like, we already did it like 10 times. I'm fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
Sucks.
How many times do we have to prove that we could do it? How many times do we have to earn the right? Like,
so by that logic, they would want you to then go into phase two. If you don't do phase two in one pull, then you have to do all of phase one again. Right.
Yeah, you have to earn the right to get back there.
Yeah.
I don't see on how making a little bit of, because all we're asking for is not to make it easier. It's just quality of life. Because after so long of, and God forbid you have an off night, and everybody has them, dude. It's not just, you know, mid-core people. It's not just little casual babies. Everybody has off nights. And the people that I don't see talking trash are people who do world first stuff. It's always nobody's.
No one, none of my friends that do like world first shit or like high end groups or whatever, all the people that I follow, none of them commented on it on my tweet at
so
all. None.
I think the only pushback you ever got from discussion from our own group or from like our circle was the how punishing the fourth floor was.
That one's like kind of like a mix though, because it's like, yes, it's supposed to be hard. I think the problem is that it was like we talked about earlier, where it's not that it's too hard, it's the body check thing. That's a problem. That's like the issue that S8 had for us like early on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more to make the point that it's not that we're surrounded by a bunch of yes men that just don't want to tell us or disagree with us ever. It's that the only issue we had was what we considered to be appropriate for an eighth floor, not whether or not you earned the right to fight the final boss, even though you've made it through several times and you have an off night, and then you spent an hour of your raid time on this door boss that should only be 8 minutes because somebody made a mistake. It started snowballing. Everybody in the group takes their turn on a mistake. Everybody's tired at the end. Then you go into part two, finally, if that, and then you're trying to figure all that out and then not make mistakes. But yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chat says, Sophie and Whoops just smiley faces. Yeah, they've made mistakes, and I'm not harping on them for it. Everybody makes it. It's fine. I give a pretty good... The only time I really get mad at people making mistakes is if they're chatting. Or if we just called something
out. Food conversation.
Out. Yeah, it's food conversation, any sort of conversation. Anytime people start getting loud and talking over each other, I'm like, we need to shut the fuck up for a second and pay attention.
The stupid Dark Knight tank that apparently can't hit his fucking knockback immunity on dog and constantly dying like six times in a row because he's a fucking monkey. But like, you know,
honestly, like I'm surprised they even have a group after that.
Yeah, man, it's pretty embarrassing. Who would do that? Perfect legend, by the way.
So, yeah, I think we've covered a fair amount of how we feel about
of
door
the
bosses.
Door boss tangent. Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's so many ways to handle it. And it doesn't quite relate, but I really enjoy, because I started thinking about it with the whole putting the boss on the back leg and then they reveal their full power. I really liked the, like in Thoradin, in normal mode, and in Bazia, the final boss of Bazia.
I never did Bazia.
It was cool because they had these like death throws animations, like where they were just
you're talking about at the end of Thorn where he's like panicking, he doesn't know what to do, and he's just like, why won't you die? He's freaking out.
I like those little touches here and there. I'd like to see them bring it back, do more of it here and there. It really sells the narrative of like the game. That's just kind of a off topic
thing.
But for part two,
moving to part two.
On to part two, pretty good. Mostly really good mechanics. There's just one part of High Concept 2. It's only one. The most of the... We did High Concept 2 just fine. We made it through. We were able to execute it. But then we find ourselves at an impasse of ego death. And you know, not everybody had this. Somebody in my comments cleared this. They figured it out in two polls, Jesse. Basically, after they saw it, they figured it out.
Yeah, man.
So it's an us issue, pretty much. But yeah, just the solution to ego death was, what was the word you used? Ham-fisted, I believe.
Ham-fisted, yep.
It was
very, very forced in with very little explanation as to why.
My question to the devs is, why was Ifrit the only primal you could make of all the animals? Why was it Ifrit and then animals? If they had all of them primals, it at least would have given a hint.
Hinted at more, yeah. The only closest one would have been, what, like Ixion, I guess, but
yeah,
he's not really a primal though.
No, it's a force of nature there. So I know Whoops had his hindsight when he, like, I got comments and I talked to Scribble about this. I was disappointed that we couldn't put in more of our thinking on it, because it really just did get, we were on the right track, but it was like Whoops's last night, and then he just kind of basically gave us the answer.
Yeah.
And it works in hindsight. Like, it makes perfect sense in hindsight. But they gave, we were testing everything. We were trying to figure out, okay, can we combine the animals? And then we tried to combine animals and it killed us. So it's like, okay.
The assumption would be any other animal combined would fail.
You would
right?
think. So this
that
is
would
the
be
one
the
time
train of logic.
That our overthinking actually worked on our benefit, where we wouldn't get criticized. That's still something that I'm trying to get over, is like having people who are watching that have done the fight. I don't like, because not many people do what we do, right? Not like, some people go in blind, but not everybody goes with a group that's going blind. Not everybody's been with somebody who knows the fight. Not everybody has the experience of, you know, that either that pressure and just remembering how tricky it can be to have absolutely no context for something and try and figure it out just completely raw.
Yeah.
So I was just stressed out of my mind, which wasn't helping anything. But I basically would have had to show in the video us getting the answer and explaining that and having whole side tangent. That's why people didn't see how we figured it out, because it was basically, what I thought was a hint was basically the answer sheet. And we were on the route to do it, because we had already figured out Ifrit. We were going to stick with Ifrit, because I was thinking, okay, he said, I'm going to snuff your flame out. So maybe we do Ifrit and then something else. We would have eventually gotten to combining it with
the wind.
It just didn't.
After how many attempts though?
Right. And it's not that that was a logical choice. It's just that, okay, we've tried everything else. Let's try this next thing. And that's how these fights should, the way that the fight should be, in my opinion, is that the sequencing of mechanics leads you to the solution of later mechanics. And that's what every other mechanic did, basically, aside from 7, but 5, 6, and all of, you know, despite our gripes, part 1 and part 2, everything else sequentially worked. I think the only thing that was different was the final mechanic.
Dominion. I mean, that one was kind of like its own thing, but it's simple to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, that one wasn't an issue. That's the only exception, though. I don't want people to put like an asterisk on that. But yeah, the High Concept 2, just trying to make Phoenix, again, conceptually, it makes sense. Yeah, why would Azu and Ifrit logically make Phoenix? Like, how would you just piece that together? Like, oh, you give Ifrit wings and now it's a flying lizard.
Well, actually, if you know about the old Final Fantasy games, Phoenix was actually the most...
Yeah, we had a comment like that, huh? It's like, if you know the deep lore...
To be the other thing too, another kind of side note for me, mm-hmm. for anyone that doesn't know, that didn't watch the stream of that, when we finally realized what the answer for High Concept 2 was, I was fucking living.
Yeah, you checked out pretty hard.
I like threw super hard after that. I was so fucking pissed. I was like actually mauling the whole fucking time. Like I think I was muted for most of that until we got to the minion. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just, I gave up. I was like, I don't, why? You know, even after all our overthinking, we still just couldn't come to that. And the fact that, you know, a rule got broken and that the answer was given to us. Like, it was just a lot of not great feelings. Even the person that was like, oh, yeah, you guys figured this out blind with, we just won't look at Whoops and Sophie who have done the fight already. I'm like, they're not supposed to give a sense. They're not supposed to say anything.
They have a rule where they don't say anything. That's like the whole thing.
It's the whole point. So... yeah, just the one time that really got violated and somebody actually made a comment on it just kind of put salt in the wound. It's like, that's not, even then, it's not a big deal because it's not like we're trying to prove anything. It's just fun to learn things blind. We're not saying that we're good players or whatever because we can figure things out blind. It's just more fun to do.
It is, blind. Yes. Coming from the guy who watched a lot of guides in the past for some reason, I don't know who would do that, but yeah. But the... like figuring things out, like again, like figuring out cachexia, like for myself, I don't remember, was it me that figured that out, the whole thing, or like we talked about it or something? I can't even remember. I don't even know if I have my notes
cachexia,
for it anymore.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you'd figured out most of cachexia.
I figured out cachexia, but then smooth brained like half of seven the whole time. I didn't figure out shit for seven.
Yeah,
but so. The like doing everything blind is definitely like a lot more fun. And again, it's not so much to prove a point, like you said. It's just, that's just kind of what we do. It's fun. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then being like, someone being like, taking like validity out of it because someone in the group had already done it. It's like, that's not the point. They don't really tell us anything, you know?
Yeah.
I think that like, I think High Concept 2 was like the only time something whatever was ever like explicitly brought up as the answer, like immediately without asking, I think. Speaking of... blind stuff and solving things, would you like to share with chat the or me to do it, send a link of my dissertation of High Concept that didn't make it into the video?
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, I think this is the first time I'm actually reading it.
That's not the whole thing, by the way. I can get the other half. So just to share with the class, this is the first half of my notes. Yeah, that's the first half of my notes on trying to solve High Concept 1.
Yeah.
You can make
you
it the other
a lot
part.
Of wrinkles into that one.
I tried really hard. That was like literally, I think my, I don't know if the VOD's still there or not. It probably isn't. It's been too long. That's the other half. But I think after we had seen High Concept 1 and had like an actual idea of how it was supposed to work, I spent 45 minutes making that after raid.
Yeah, that's how I felt
writing
Shiva,
all that down.
Or not Shiva. The final E12. Just the whole phase 2. Like learning the knockback stuff and just how all the relative mechanics worked. That was my brain, especially with the like. Oh, I bet we get knocked
you're talking
back
about
with
Eden.
This.
Okay,
yeah, Eden. So, I feel it. I was so burned out from this tier, dude. I was so burned out from 7 and then just all the shit we were going through with 8, not liking the door boss at all.
I could feel you were losing your shit a little bit. You probably had about the same feeling I had when we were doing Shiva.
Yeah.
Like, probably pretty close to it.
I was over it. I was so over it. And that led to me getting really testy with some people with... we're in the middle of a mechanic and somebody goes, uh-oh, or oh shit. And I'm just like, and? What do we need to adjust?
How do we fix
what's
it?
Happening? Do I have to just clench my butt cheeks and wait for us to die? What's going on? And then Corey's just like, no, my mic's always open. I'm going to say stuff. I'm like, then just explain. Tell me what's happening. Why are you saying that? Do we need to react? Is it just over? Do we wall it? Like... what's the point?
That's
tell
so
us.
Funny. Like anytime someone make any random noise when a mechanic was happening, I could hear a drag just being like.
I was so stressed out. I was so stressed out. I was just like, please just say something or keep it on push and talk. Just shut up. Shut up or explain.
Oh, fuck. There was just a couple times I would do it just to say it for fun, just to see if I could piss you off.
I get used to you real quick. I'm just like, this guy.
This fucking guy. What was I going to say? It definitely, like I almost lost my shit when we were doing P1. Like, when we were first doing P1, like, the first couple of weeks, I was losing my shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was, like, about to rip my computer in half or something. Just, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it almost gave me that same feeling as Shiva, but after we finally got through it, I became numb to it. And, like, us doing the fight now, I'm just kind of like, I feel nothing. That's just it now. I passed beyond the point of pain and have become nothing. That's basically it. Every time we do phase one and phase two now, but
it just became not fun to learn anymore, not fun to figure out. And I was just like, all right, here comes Snake. Is the one person going to wipe us, or are we going to get through it? And just, or am I going to be the one to wipe us? I've had that.
Which one of us fuckos is going to fuck it up?
I screwed us up last week. It was my singular screwed up. Me dying because
Solar
I stood
fire.
In the wrong thing. And that's... I died and then we didn't have the damage. Otherwise, we would have had it that time. I felt bad about that.
That just reminds me of your edit in the video.
Yeah.
The solar flare when you turn. It's so fucking funny.
Solar flare! Everybody. That was funny as hell to me. Especially, I think the funniest part is when Raya gets so mad. I love it when Raya gets really mad. He had to, like, hold back. He had to bite his tongue because I'm just like, I have a really bad temper that I've been, like, working on for years. So it doesn't faze me when other people are mad. If they're directing it at me, it's a different story. But if they're mad, I'm like, I'm not going to get bent out of shape. It doesn't make me feel awkward. And I'm just like, oh, I know. And then his boop his nose and he goes, ooh, don't you boop me when I'm pissed off at you. I was like, I just can't take you seriously. But and then he did it to us like a week later.
So funny.
We were talking about that. I didn't stream it, but we were in Palace and he was talking about Dark Souls, how he could not figure out this thing and everybody was yelling at him because he could not figure out where to go. And then it's just like, it's so funny because you get those moments with him where it's like, you know, where if you can't figure something out, and he's just like, you idiot, it was right in front of you. How did you not figure that out?
You
and then,
idiot.
And then he gets one of those situations, it's like, it wasn't obvious. I had no idea. So anytime somebody's like, Ryan was really like, he made mean comments, I'm like, just wait. You're going to have the chance to say it to him pretty soon. Like, you're going to get your moment. Don't worry.
Everyone's going to talk shit and they're all going to get hit eventually.
Everybody
knows what's going to happen.
Every single time. There's no, nobody's safe. Not a single person. The Uno video is just Raya assault.
The Uno video is literally Raya watching someone kill his family in front of him, screaming in agony. Like, that one clip of him, like, screaming is so fucking funny. Sounds like he watched his family get killed in front of him.
Yeah, it was... Oh, that
in
was
Minecraft.
So, yeah, in Minecraft. Oh, it was so friggin' funny. Oh... Oh, there's no way. It's so fun. On Patreon, I asked a few of you guys to give us some questions. We're going to go into the Q&A section here.
I think we've covered everything that we wanted to for the fight.
I think we got over... I think that's all of our gripes, because I really liked part two for the most part. Just door bosses need to be a small little taste. Like, even if it, like, if you're going to keep it as one cohesive fight, just have some things that come back later, you know?
Yeah.
Like, have it a phase rather than just an entirely
separate
fight. There's no point to it. And it doesn't even make sense. Like, oh, now they're stronger and they're acting entirely different now. Like, that, it just, there's a lot to wrap your head around there.
Oh, what someone just said in your chat.
Uh-huh.
That was another thing I really liked about the tank stuff. That AOE, like, tank buster thing for auto attacks,
uh-huh.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
As much as it is pain with Corey sometimes, it is awesome.
Yeah.
That is, like, probably one of the coolest tank mechanics we've ever gotten. I love it. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. So just for anybody watching that disagrees, you know, it's not just us trashing the fight because we had a hard time with it. It's just there were a lot of good parts in the fight, just not a lot of them were in part one, and then there was a really bad one in part two.
No, I just want easier fights. That's all. Nothing,
just easier fights.
More than that. Yeah.
You want
free loot
from the,
know what to
yeah,
think.
Just free loot. Just log in and just get login bonuses instead of actually going in.
I think that covered everything. I guess the only thing I was gonna say was like the burnout thing.
Oh, yeah.
For you and like kind of myself, not really like as burnt out right now, just kind of numb to it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But longer patch cycle is gonna be nice for that, recovering from the pain of the last tier.
I'd like to not burn out so hard, but this is the first tier I've burned out. I did not want to raid. I don't want to raid. I don't even want to log in. I just... it used to be that when I was editing, I would just log in to have my character in the game. It just felt good to be in the game. I don't even want to touch it now. It was bad. It killed my desire to even look at the game. Like I feel it in my gut.
That is
anytime I think about logging in.
Exactly the feeling I had when we were doing Shiva.
Yeah.
I like didn't want to do anything, and the secret to fixing that is to play other games. That's why I am playing WoW again as a side thing to get that MMO itch. Just other things, it'll help. Just do other stuff.
Yeah,
drive again.
I've got my Summoner's War stuff, and I'm probably gonna pop back into Lost Ark a bit just to do some of that if I can even find people to play with anymore. But
that
anyway.
Being said, too. Shout out to all the people that thought I was going to quit again.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the current state of the raid tier. Shout out to that one comment that was like, just you'll just quit again.
Yeah, and let me just say how mean-spirited that is, because
shout out to that guy.
Even if it's the joke, it's like that only happens. Like the desire to quit a game that you've put so much into doesn't just happen because you got butthurt over something. It's because the game has been really, really unkind. So, it's not just a simple of, oh, you know, you had a hard time, you left. It's just didn't have a good time. the game stopped being fun, and I want the devs to know where we had rough patches so that then
they
can
make
fix
it.
Good stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
It requires saying what's good and what's bad about things. But
are your points for your channel called Bonery Dues?
Yes, they are.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. We're going to move on.
Because it's a mix of bones, you know, just how many bones you got. And then, I don't know, I heard people refer to dollars that way. And then Archie called them dollar dues at one point. So then I called them bonery dues.
I see. I just happened to notice it because my mouse was hovering over the thing. And I just saw it. I was like, huh, okay, well.
So first question is from Shimada, our resident artist aside from Archie in the Discord. What are y'all's particular gripes with each fight? I think we went into that 5 and 8 seemed to have their own unique challenges, but what was something that particularly stuck out to y'all to the point where it was just outright frustrated you or seemed not fun? I think we went over those.
I think we covered a lot of the main ones.
Yeah.
5, I can't think of one that really frustrated me. 6.
Devour, I think. Devour.
I mean, Devour
shots.
Was...
If anything.
That'd probably be the closest thing, but I wouldn't even consider it really a complaint. That was just like the whatever new thing they did to make it like way faster was like ridiculous. Yeah. But I think like 6. I think the only thing with 6 is, again, what we already talked about like the names of the AoEs or the main mechanics being slightly different type of thing, different feel. 7, again, for the love of God, don't make a backloaded fight. Again, we already had 2. Leviathan and this now, and then 8, phase 1, again, cut that shit in half, would be an infinitely better, and fuck High Concept 2.
Yeah. Let's see. We know this tier was a pain in the ass, but were there any mechanics that you guys enjoyed or would like to see again in the future?
Literally every tank mechanic.
Yeah, the tank mechanics Jesse seems to be very fond of. I don't know if there's any one that I particularly liked. I'm sure I mentioned it. That I liked certain ones. What was one that was like really fun to figure out?
Kachexia,
yeah.
And High Concept 1.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say High Concept 1, I was still kind of in it. And that one was interesting to like take notes on and experiment with.
That was a cool one to figure out.
Yeah.
I like Devour 2 as like solving it, like trying to figure out the pattern, but that was like we needed kind of some external help a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
So what was the other
Allison? I was gonna say something. Oh. I can't remember what it was. No, that's fine. You can go.
See, Clockwork Knight says, what was the hardest one to figure out? Definitely Phoenix at the end of High Concept 2. High Concept 2 overall was fine. It's just the Phoenix just didn't make sense. Like, it makes sense in hindsight, but they just did a really trashy job of explain, or just they didn't explain it at all.
I remember what I was going to say now.
Oh.
Go ahead. You can finish your thought.
No, that was it.
I was going to say the mechanics I liked, again, with the tank stuff. And I'm gonna try not to turn this into a tank podcast. For anyone that watched my channel, you know what I'm talking about. I'll go on tangents about talking about tanks for like an hour. But having like the past experience of like the stuff we used to do in Coil, right? Like Coil tank mechanics weren't insane particularly that I remember. But, you know, like Heaven's Ward and like Stormblood, all those mechanics, a lot of it really kind of fell off. For like OT boring, you are there to do damage and occasionally swap. That's basically it, right? Mm-hmm. Which hasn't inherently changed much, but this tier, like the tanking specific stuff, was like some of the most fun shit we've had like ever. And I kind of mentioned that earlier, but like, yes, it's still tank swaps, but they happen more often, I guess, is like the thing that makes it feel a lot better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the damage that they deal to you, even with your mitt up with the dots, is like insane. Like, it just feels a lot better, and it's stuff that I want them to like experiment with more.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties into the whole thing that they wanted to change for, I think it was this expansion, where they did like the tank mechanic, air quotes, where if you hit your thing at the right time, you get the bonus mitt or whatever, which is just the like 4% or 4 second duration buff from like Corundum. Sheltron and Blood Wedding, technically Nascent. Dark Knight doesn't have it because we have Oblation, but that's like, it feels good. Tanking feel good. I just want them to do more unique things with it and maybe make the tanks a little bit more unique in the way they meant, but I'm not going to get into that. So,
it's another conversation. All right, this one's from Varisk. Is there any truth to the rumor that Jesse didn't quit Ness after P8S?
Sorry, guys, I'm leaving. Here I go.
He's gone. Any updates on the investigation that Drac is toxic AF? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
No,
oh, yeah.
I don't even know. Like,
oh, yeah. You should see the DMs. I could make a tweet longer, like right now. Just all the screenshots I could have. All
right. Are we going to have to settle this in a fighting game, Jesse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're making a new Budokai Tenkaichi, so.
I know. That one was so hype.
I used to play that shit all the time. I might play with you guys. I love that shit.
That one looks funny. Smash Bros. I'll get.
Oh my god.
Maybe
no.
Salty.
We did play the true fighting game, toxic, Mario Party.
Are you finally down for some Mario Party, Jesse?
Are you gonna pay for my therapy afterward, or?
We'll talk to the lawyers about what kind of payment plan we can set.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, hang on. I'm gonna report this poll. Let's see.
Do not report the poll. You're gonna get yourself banned.
Bullying and harassment. let me see here.
I am legally obligated to hit no ellipses, asterisk, blink twice, asterisk.
See, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really involve the raid tier necessarily.
He did fix his wall after 8.
I did. I pretty quickly that weekend or the weekend after. I was dumb though because I got the slab of drywall from Ace, and the way that you're supposed to do it is the method I went with is that you cut out the square from the drywall so you have just a fresh thing to work with. Then you cut out a larger square from the slab, and then you cut into it again one more time. For the size of the hole, and then you peel off the drywall from the paper, so there's paper on either side. You separate the paper from the drywall and then put the mud on, and then that's the paper kind of acts as keeps it in place. It's got a white side and a brown side, and my dumbass put the brown side facing out, so you just see this dark
as a reminder
of the
square. Yeah.
I haven't repainted yet.
You got to put like a little sticker in front of it. It just says never forget.
Yeah. I screwed up. I was like, I'm just going to put like three or four more layers of mud on here so nobody can see.
That's fucking awesome.
So yeah, I'll probably get to painting that. We have some leftover. Our walls are just dumb white. So, let's see. We talked about the bleed busters already. See, it's a controversial. Why did you contribute so many channel points, Mark, to whether or not I'm toxic? I'm gonna remember this.
He knows how to slide into the tank's DM, so you're fucked, Mark. It's over. Mark, I still will never forget the time you rescued me off of the platform in 7 normal. I remember. It's still there. I haven't gotten vengeance yet.
Oh, he voted no? Okay, I'll believe you for now, Mark.
No, don't believe him. No.
Let's see. As a tank, Skolaris asks, did you find mechanics during this raid tier more or less engaging compared to previous raid tiers?
Say that again?
Did you find mechanics in this raid tier more or less engaging compared to previous raid tiers?
Depends on the fight. Fuck 7. Yeah. I guess. 7, definitely no. 6, kinda. 5, definitely. 8, phase 1, other than, like, dog 2 and snake 2, yes, not the first ones.
Yeah.
The in-between mechanics were fine, though. I liked the illusory creation, and I liked the vents. The fuck's that shit called? It's, something vents. I can never remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah, the betweens of,
Yeah, the between mechanics are cool. Snake 2 and dog 2 are cool. Pretty much all of phase 2 is engaging enough to keep me interested. That's like a big thing that I had an issue with in the Shiva tier when I quit before, where every single fight was just boring to me and I hated them. Like, there was nothing engaging to me that made it interesting, right? Yeah. But this tier was definitely a lot better with stuff like that. Like, there were things that were at least, you know, keeping me awake. That's like the big thing. If a fight can't keep me awake, then it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, unfortunately, the whole last part of our prog.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we at least got through pretty quickly. Where we didn't have to do every fight very long. Though getting people to communicate what stuff they still needed is still like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but otherwise, I'd still like them to, even if they're not going to put out the next raid tier for a while, I'd like them to push up or not keep it the 4-month length to unlock the tier. I'd like to just go into the final. After like 2 months of the tier being out, 2 or 3 months, just still unlock it so that we can just go in.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't unlocked it yet.
Yeah. But I think that's it. We covered our controversies. We covered what we liked and disliked about it. It seems like at least most people in chat, and people are just going to be like, oh, well, you know, you have a biased chat.
That's why we called it the echo chamber.
It's the echo chamber. There we go. On that note, somebody, when I was doing the, I'm still going to be doing it, but when I was doing the Corsair talk, somebody was like, you should post this like randomly online to get real feedback from people who might not be as honest in your, or because your chat might not be as honest because they don't want to hurt your feelings or something. I'm like, you haven't been here very long. If you think my chat's going to agree with me on everything, you will have another thing coming. Also, I do not want to subject myself to the anonymity of the internet on an opinion or what I think is good design.
Me with my tweet that left my target audience.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, and for the record, I did not block everyone that disagreed with me. The only people that I blocked were people that were either being asinine or assumed that I wanted something like Shiva back.
Yeah.
You can disagree with me. I don't give a shit. But if you're going to start assuming stuff about what I want, or you're just going to be an asshole on the internet, oh God, heaven forbid. But, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong opinion spotted, followers kill. Yeah, I love the people that are like, that somehow don't know that I have a following or whatever.
You used your following against me.
You dogpiled. But they're the same people who are like, you're a content creator, you're in the public eye, you should be ready for people to say stuff. I'm like, all right, so you must not have any problem with me pointing out the absurdity of your content to everybody, your comment to everybody for content.
No, you can't. You're dogpiling me. Why are you doing this, content creator? That's not very nice.
See, there's a little bit of a double standard there.
A little bit.
That always cracks me up. Though I still don't, you know, I don't condone people going around harassing people. It's been a...
No, don't do that.
Been a bad... People have been not behaving lately.
That's been a hot topic recently on Twitter, let me tell you. Yeah.
Which, if you're on Twitter too much, just go outside for a bit.
I dropped something.
But, yeah, I think that covers it. So thank you guys. We will, try and do more of these with other Nest members in the future, but Jesse and I especially had very strong opinions about, I was going to do this just about 8, but I figured we'd go through the entire tier and
keep some positivity and not just rant about how bad 8 was.
Because, it was...
Or at least phase 1.
Again, like, I needed to get this off my chest because, oh my goodness, this was the first time, like I said, that I felt burnout. Where I just
you have felt my pain.
Even, yeah, no, I didn't even want to, you know, like, the idea has crossed my mind, like, maybe I should just not play for a while. Like, maybe I don't want to play Final Fantasy for... moving forward.
It doesn't hurt, but I mean the content like a lull now, other than the recent patch. I don't know how much got added. I haven't even done anything yet, but
well, I'll be taking time to relax. I'm getting to a lot more content. I'm gonna be spending time over on Drac Dex. I gotta send you the video that I made of me losing. I was like, I'm not just going to post all of the times that I win with this deck. I'm going to post the times that I lose as well.
I saw the one, I don't remember if it was a clip or something. It was you playing against the deck and you were just like, you were going at it, man. Oh, you were like arguing with like a fake person in your head, just going at him. Just, you were letting that shit rip.
I, the people at the card shop here know. And so there's a new guy that starts coming and he plays a lot of that deck that I don't like. And so he beat me pretty soundly the first two times, and I just, you know, made like a comment like, yeah, it's just what Mew does. It's a good deck. And the guy, my friend, looked at me and just started cracking up because he knew all the shit that I wanted to say and just like rant about. But I didn't want to be mean to the new guy. It's like not his fault that he found a good deck. But anyway, that's way off topic. Point being, I'm putting a lot of time into more content. I'm trying to get more Nest members together to play stuff off screen. We'll probably do more of these where I just get people to talk to. Like we did the Uno, we did some Jackbox games, doing the Deep Dungeon with Raya and Keaton. So I'm glad to get a lot more content out and actually have time to do more content. So we'll see we'll see what happens. Can you donate more for
Dead Space?
Sure.
That's one of my mods.
Sure.
I'll play a spooky game with you.
We could do spooky games. If it's with Jesse, we could do that. Thank you for the FanFest ticket. Somebody is trying to sell me one. I'm going to give that to Jessica, and hopefully Square Enix gets their stuff together and actually communicates with us whether or not we're going to have media passes this time around. So we'll see. Regardless, I have my flight and my hotel booked anyway, so I'm going to be there, and I'll see everybody there. If you want to. All right, there's the donation. I guess we'll do some Dead Space. There we go.
Dead Space.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, everybody. Thank you, Jesse, for joining. Again, that is Zephyacin over on Twitter and Zoltan, right? Zoltan?
Zoltan on Twitch.
On Twitch, if you guys want to follow his stream and stuff. So anyway, thanks for hanging out, everybody. I hope you have a great night. God bless you all, and we'll see you next time on the stream.